The Honeydew Man.
Hi, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You spoke with my representative yesterday evening, Mary. Do you remember your guys' conversation?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. She had told me to reach out. She was having a little difficulties transferring the call, which, you know, sometimes that happens with technology. But I know she wanted me to hop on here and talk to you about, like, price and inclusions and what everything comes with the Honeydew Man is. Are you familiar with how that would work with the first page placements of Google?
Okay, say that again.
I was saying, did you have any questions on how the service works with placing you on the first page placements of Google?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Apologize. Okay. So how it would work, let's just say somebody, for example, here is just looking for a remodeler, right? You know, bathroom remodelers or a kitchen or flooring, any types of deal like that. We basically program you for the services that you provide. So that way anybody that's searching, you know, remodeling companies near me or bathroom remodeling companies near me, you would pop up at that time of search so people can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Right. No, I don't do any remodeling. I just do repairs.
Repairs. Okay. For some reason, I have here additions, remodeling, carpenters, and then renovations. Is that not true?
No, not exactly. No, somebody put that in there for me?
I think Mary had put it here for you. Let me just get to accurate stuff here. So you do repairs. What kind of repairs are you doing?
Well, I do the house. I do plumbing. I do electrical.
Okay.
And I'm licensed. Okay.
Okay.
So to do those. Okay. So.
Perfect.
Because people, you know, people out there, they have, you know, going to work and they're working on the houses and stuff like that or in residential and they don't have any license.
Mm-hmm.
And if something should go on, that could be a problem.
100%. So that's good that you have that.
Yeah, well, I've had it for 25 years.
Okay.
So that helps,
well,
right?
Season. Yeah, no, absolutely. I know I actually just had a main water leak from my house to the main water line for the city, and it was cracked in three different places. I guess I didn't insulate the pipe correctly, so that was fun. But to know that, you know, you're backed by somebody that's licensed with experience, it's always good to have those things done. So that way you can sleep better at night knowing it's getting done correctly at least the second time. So it's good that you have that.
Yeah, when you're working on special stuff like that, and absolutely not letting people that are not licensed to work with gas. Okay.
Right. No, 100%.
No. Yeah.
No, 100%. I used to actually do fire alarm systems, and I used to work on the Ansel systems, and you would have to check to make sure that the gas would shut off if in case of a fire. And there was a guy that didn't do that. He didn't check. He tagged the system because everything else worked. Well, they had a fire, and the gas didn't shut off, and the building burnt down. And he, like, they took him to jail. He lost his... I mean, he was licensed as well, but they took his license. He can never work on a fire system ever again in his lifetime. And
right.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No, it is good to have those in place for you. Now, what we would do is, like I said, we would program you for those things. So if somebody had like an emergency plumbing or even an emergency electrical, or they're looking to do some type of repairs on those things, you would pop up at that time of them searching for the service. Now, we go about it two different ways. So one way is we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anytime somebody searches your services, and let's say it's not really like an emergency, but they need like an electrician to come out to check their plugs, or they need something for, they have like a small leak or something like that. We do retarget those people on Facebook. Okay. That's going to be the cheapest, better bang for your buck there. We can still target specific cities and zip codes that you want to be found in. the more expensive route would be to do a Google advertising. Now, you would pop up as a sponsorship at the top of the page above the map section, and then you would also be able to be found in the map section.
Okay.
Now, the difference between two of those are going to be around $200 differences month to month on that. I know you were looking for pricing. So for something like this, for the fee, go ahead.
Well, I got a little bit of confusion here. Okay. When I got calls and I sent Ann money
Google.
For Google. Okay. And they said, and it's a one time.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Yeah.
What do you do on a one time? Why did I put the money in there for that?
No, exactly. And I'll say this, I've been doing this for a while. So anybody that calls you and says like, hey, we're Google, is a red flag. Google's never going to reach out to you personally, because the thing is that Google does their accounts with the higher ups. So like they facilitate like the Coca-Colas of the world, the Johnson Controls of the world, like people like that, because they're spending millions of dollars a month to advertise on their platform. As a Google Premier Channel partner, we facilitate our products, Google's products, to smaller companies like yourself. Somebody that's either a one-man crew all the way to a 10-man crew. Now, anytime somebody says like, oh, it's just a one-time payment, what they do is they just build you a Google business profile. They don't manage it and they don't program it. They just get you up on as a Google listing. So you have one. I see that you have one. It's just about programming that to the first page now. And that is an ongoing horse race. So that is a month-to-month service. But typically, if you just do a one-time payment, you're just getting that up. It's not necessarily being found at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. The only problem I see with that is that I'm just on there and then nobody can find me.
They can only find you if they know the name of your business. That's the only way that they can find you. So it's really good for this. If you get a referral that says, hey, let's say you did a plumbing job for somebody, you did a repair and their neighbor has the same issue. It's like, I actually used Larry with the Honeydew Man
the Honeydew Man.
And it's like, oh,
and well, I'm going to change that because I still have it. It's a DBA. I have that. It's still hanging there. And then I have another one, a different one, Larry's Creative Home Solutions.
Okay.
I've got to figure out, I didn't want to keep both of them up anymore. No.
Let's just say like, the neighbor says, okay, well, where can I get his information? It's like, oh, you could just Google the Honeydew Man and he'll pop up, right? Because they're searching for your name itself. So that's where that benefits you. Now, let's just say somebody doesn't know a plumber in the area or electrician in the area, then they're just going to type in, plumbers near me. The people that are having that continuous programming, those are where your competitors are going to pop up, and then those are where those people are going to call those competitors. Where that's where we would place you is program you to that first page and constantly keep you programmed. So then that way, anytime somebody does a search just for your service, you would be able to be found.
Right. Okay. So I don't have people working for me. I do all this stuff by myself.
100%.
Okay. I used to have people working for me, and that ended, just because you can't. The people sometimes trying to work.
they don't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear
they don't
you.
Work.
100%. You're like my father. He's been in business for same as you, 25 years, and he's a one man crew. He's like, I just do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to do it. So, and that's why I don't have, I don't want to be loaded with all kinds of stuff coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing here is, my dad's been 25 years in business. Same thing. he doesn't want to take all the work on, but he also wants to be consistently busy. And with this, that's exactly what he's able to do. You get to cherry pick the jobs, one. So you're not paying per lead, per job, per call. You're not paying we're not taking a commission from you when you close your job. So at the end of the day, you can cherry pick from it and just really get the most profitable jobs out of it for you and really fit them into your schedule. But this isn't something that's going to overload you, but it is going to bring consistent work for them to be able to kind of fill in your blank areas that you want to take on.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And you got to watch out with what you put in. You know, I told somebody, I don't remember some other place, and I said, I don't paint. And what did they put it in there? Larry Payne. So I got people calling and saying, I just said, no, I don't paint. You know, and then that ruins both sides, you know.
100%. Yeah, because now, like, you know, you're being found on there for painters, and then you get somebody that calls you, and it's like, well, then why are you showing up for painters? And then you're in a pickle. You're like, I don't know why I'm showing up for painters. I didn't say I wanted, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. We only list you for the services that you want to be found for. So if you're doing electrical work and you're doing just, you know, service calls, cool. If you're not doing installations, then we're not going to put you in, you know, in the first page of Google for installations for, you know, electrical work. But if that's what you want to be found for, that's what we do. Same thing with the plumbing. If you're just doing services, then that's what we're going to do, or emergency services. But if you want to tackle on some installations, then we can list you for installations as well. It's really customizable to you, and we make sure that you're only programmed for what you want to receive work for. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to narrow it down, you know, and make sense out of it. You know, I know sometimes because doing plumbing, doing electrical.
Right.
I go beyond that. Okay. And only when I get in with a customer that I can handle the other stuff too. So, but
gotcha. Okay. So you kind of get in at first with the electrical and the plumbing, and then from there you build a relationship with the customer, and then you kind of expand your products with that customer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
I'm trying to think of some other stuff that I do so that, you know, I do caulking and stuff. But that's kind of a portion
of plumbing.
Part of it too.
Yeah. You don't want any leaks anywhere.
But you can just kind of throw that in there, you know, if you need, you know, your showers caulking or something like that, you know, bathtubs, you know, do that. But that's only a tiny piece of it. Yeah.
Right. So, bathtub showers.
And then also I work with, ADA per people or, you know, people that need grab bars and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. And put it and install that. I see. I can throw that in there. See, if I want to. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And like I said, if somebody is looking for that as well, I mean, we can program you for that. If that's what you want to be programmed for, you know, we can have that. So if anybody's searching for an ADA, basically handyman to put those things in for them, they can contact you directly and say, hey, when can you come out here? Or you can bid that job at that point. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me go over prices with you. So for the Facebook, like I said, it's just going to be a flat rate of $249 month to month. That's $249 at a flat fee. We don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. We do allocate $100 of that $249 to your Facebook retargeting campaign. Okay. So you don't have to pay for an additional fee for Facebook. We take that for you. So you always just have to budget for that $249. That never goes up, and it's at a flat rate with no taxes as well. Okay.
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 I already have, you know, other, you know, people that, Angie's List. You know, I just cut them off, I'm still on. So,
are you paying for Yelp? I said, are you paying for Yelp, or are you just on the free listing?
Yeah, I'm paying for Yelp.
Okay, and how do you like it so far?
It's okay, you know.
Yeah.
I had to teach them to don't start jamming me with a bunch of people, you know, a whole bunch of load. And they said, okay, we won't do that. And then they don't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Like, hey, give me a happy medium here, guys. Okay. The thing with that is that, so those two companies are great companies. They're just third party companies. So
yeah,
the thing with that is Google is the main source. So everything funnels in through Google and then they go to these third party companies afterwards.
Right.
Where, and that's where like you're paying either per lead or you're paying a flat rate for them to advertise you above their, basically their advertisements. Right. Where for us, we would just place you as an independent company on the first page. And then from there, the leads would just contact you directly. Again, you would just be able to bid the jobs at that point or cherry pick those jobs. But it's more lucrative than what you would do with Yelp. But then also, too, it's exclusive. So like for Yelp, they have a ton of people on their platform. For us, we build everything out for you, but then we only work with one company per industry, per area. And that's why Mary was reaching out to you yesterday, because once we do fill the listing with your categories, we actually close it out, and then we don't work with anybody else who does what you do, just to ensure that we're not competing against ourselves at that point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean... Yeah. I'm sure with what we talked about here, I mean, I'm sure you're at least willing to give us a shot, at least for the $249 month-to-month.
To me, that's a lot for months because that, you know, just depends on what it is.
Right. I mean, with one job, I mean, depending on the job, you know, depending on the job size, I mean, I'm sure even with one emergency job for a plumber, I'm sure that would pay for the service in itself. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, to serve the shit. Yeah, because there's all the sizes of different
plumbing jobs and
yeah, plumbing and stuff like that. Everything changes. You know, sometimes it's only $100, you know, to do something, or sometimes it's $500 to do something.
Right. Right. So, yeah. And, but it's to generate more work at the end of the day. And I mean, like I said, I mean, in your area, you got, a handful of plumbers that are receiving those work, that work there. And, right. And this is just to make you more money. Now, again, I don't want you to think that like, oh man, I'm locked into $249 for the rest of my life. No, you're not. This is a month-to-month service. So we don't lock you into a 3, 6, 12-month contract or years at a time contract. But we do like to help you and prove to you each and every month that the $249 is worth it for you, right? If you're not making money, we don't expect you to continue to stay. I mean, that's a case of insanity at that point. So,
well, okay.
We do track everything for you.
Okay, so what you're telling me though, monthly I make you $249, okay, or I give you $249, mm-hmm. And then what happens?
So okay. We actually start to program your page to the first page placements of Google. You would work hand in hand with our tech team. They are going to reach out to you and they're going to make sure that they program you accordingly and in the areas that you want to be programmed in for. We're also going to run out those Facebook retargeting campaigns for you. If you don't have a Facebook page, we can create one for you. That's not a problem. That would be yours to keep. So even if you did cancel the service, at the end, like at 4 months, let's just say, hey, like I like the service, but you know, I'm pretty good now.
Yeah.
We don't take you off of Google. You keep everything. Also too, there's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. So that's why the only thing we ask is you at least give us 3 business days if you were ever going to cancel the service in part way. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but again.
Okay. That's so I can go with that, and then I'll probably move into that. I just want something so, because you know I go up and down on some of these things.
Yeah,
I got to get the information out there so you know about me, and that's what I want to do.
And that's what we're going to do for you is we're going to get the information out there so that way you're being found instead of being hidden on like the third or fourth page, that, you know, in your area at that point. Also too, you're going to be placed on, you already have a Yelp, so that's good, but we still place you on Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Those are going to be the popular directories if people do not search on Google.
Oh yeah, you're the guys that switched everything and going into Yahoo. I put, you know, working on other things outside of this work. Now it's Yahoo.
What do you mean?
Well, they changed, what was it? Wait, just a minute. Let me think about this.
Okay.
We had the company that we have, Cox. We had Cox, for the computer and everything. And so then now they said, now your new thing is that you're going to be Yahoo when you want to get into there.
Oh, gotcha. No, we just
played it was that, what?
Yeah.
You know,
No, we place you on those platforms, though. It's just because, you know, there are a certain amount of people. I mean, it's small, but there are a certain amount of people that search off of Google. So we just want to make sure that those people that are searching off of Google and they're searching on those platforms, that you're still popping up, and then they can still contact you directly from there as well. Again, like you said, it's about getting yourself out there. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to get you out there.
Okay, good. All right. So we'll probably have to work a little bit, you know, through – email, you know, to do things. Okay. Can we do that?
What do you mean?
Just for Google, me and Google, and, you know, getting the page made, you know, setting it up.
I thought you had one already.
A page?
Yeah, I thought you had a Google listing already. I know when I looked it up yesterday when you were talking to Mary, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see the Larry Honeydew on the Yelp.
Right.
Let me see. Give me a sec. Let me look this up here for you.
Okay.
I know I saw it, but it was like very, it was like blank. There was a lot of like fill-ins that you needed to have. Let me see. And you're in Lake Forest, is that correct?
Yeah, Lake Forest. And then, you know, where are you talking about the area? It was Lake Forest, but I do go outside of that. I just didn't want to load up, you know, all these cities that are nearby.
Yeah.
But I like to stay
closer to home.
In my location. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with gas in California, it's high.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to drive 20 miles to go to a
Yeah, to change out an O-ring, right?
Right. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah.
That's why I just, you know, just when we get started here, we may have to work on the computer, you know, because I have to get it in my head, you know, what it looks like. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you just did a Google search right now, just for plumbers near me, you'll start to see the map section there. Here, I'll actually kind of do the same thing. Lake Forest. You're not too far from us. We're actually based out of Fountain Valley, California, so we're not too
Fountain
far.
Fountain Valley. Oh, yeah, you're down. Yeah, that's a long ways to drive from Lake Forest.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too far. I mean, maybe like an hour and a half with traffic. It'll probably take you 2.5 hours.
But. Yeah. Well, I know. It's I know it's okay to go out that I do, but. The only time I ever go out is when if it's
a big job.
The job is yeah. Sometimes it gets commercial. Sometimes it's with people, you know, people that we know, and they live out and they, you know, ask me to come out and do their stuff for them. So
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, as of right now, like in Lake Forest yourself, so you have you have the Olson Superior Plumber, you have ASL Plumbing, and then you have Saddleback Plumbing, Heating, and Air. I mean, then you got another you know, you got a handful of people as well here. Pristine, David Brothers, Plumbing, LLC. I'm not sure if you're too familiar with these guys. But these are the guys that are populating in the Lake Forest area as plumbers. So this is where you would be placed as well, is on that first page with them. So then that way it all looks about the same, but it's about the placements with Google.
Right.
So it's not like there's nothing that sticks out. I mean, reviews is a good deal that sticks out for that. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about like how the looks of it is, it all looks the same. It's like I said, it's just placing you there because research shows within the first 5 seconds, people are contacting a business owner right then and there on that first page placement. So, I mean, that's what we would do. We would create that. Yes, it would have to do with the computer as well, but you would work hand in hand with my tech team. So, I mean, what I can do is I can start to create like the business information here, and I can get you grandfathered in here at the
I just want a show board on it, or something, or what, you know. Not along the freeway, but
right. No, but you want it on the first page, so that way you can receive those jobs, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Take a look at. Yeah. So the. But you know what's been coming up? I'll tell you one thing. Somebody called me and they got my name and they said, well, they said, do you do plumbing? I said, yeah. Okay. And they said. I don't want to use anybody that's licensed because they're too expensive.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, then you don't want me.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not your guy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? This was about 2 weeks ago that somebody did that. I said,
that's crazy.
No.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And I said, you know, yeah. Yeah, well, they take people that are licensed, they say they charge too much. Well, there's a lot behind that.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, because most people that are licensed, I mean, I will say that they're not you. They're bigger companies where they have a lot of overhead. So the problem is that, you know, you're not just paying for somebody that's licensed. You're paying for the overhead of that company where, you know, in this case, you have a unique case. You've been in business for 25 years. You're licensed, but it's just you. So not only are you licensed, but you can kind of come in under the bigger companies as a licensed contractor, and you can bid the jobs and win them at a reasonable rate for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we do sometimes because you put it in and you do an estimate on it and they, then that's where it all shows up.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it only benefits you at the end of the day. So,
and there are limitations of what I do, you know, and plumbing, there's a lot of it I can do, but most of it, there's other parts of it that I don't do. I just refer somebody else out on that because that's their specialty. There are specialties in those areas, and that's what you do.
Right.
Other words, I don't repipe a house or anything like that.
Right. You're just going for repairs. You're not doing like a full repiping. No, absolutely. Same thing. Like when I was working for a fire company, same thing. Like, you know, you had your alarm guys and then for service, you had your install guys for alarms. You had your sprinkler guys for service. You had your install sprinkler guys, you know, like it's the same thing. I hear what you're saying. So I definitely agree with you on that one, but when we're going to do the Google business profile now, I understand you said you wanted to do you have two names. Which one do you want to be found for though? Do you want to do the Honeydew Man or do you want to do the other one?
I don't know how you place it. It's a good calling, you know, Larry the Honeydew Man, but I've had it for too many years and there's people out there that already still use it. Use it. If their name is Larry, they do the same thing. And that gets mixed in. So that is why it's, because I incorporated on that because too many people were trying that, the Honeydew Man kept on using that. And then I would get calls. They were, you know, somebody was there and they said, your guy didn't come back. Said, what guy? I don't have a guy.
Yeah.
They said, well, what? Well, they had your card. I said, no, I don't think so. They had the number.
That's hilarious.
You know, you see? That's why I backed out of it. And I just said, I incorporated it and kept that for about 15 years. So anyway, I just left it there. You know,
okay. Perfect.
So
do you
want
to do the Honeydew Man or do you want to do the other one?
I would say, okay.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. What's the other one going to be on the?
Larry's Creative Home Solutions. And that's a DBA.
And Larry's is LARRY apostrophe S. Is that how you have it?
Yeah. Apostrophe. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. It's Larry's Creative, you said?
Creative Home Solutions.
Home Solutions. Okay, perfect. And then they're going to pin verify you there, Larry. So the only thing this is going to do for Google is they're just going to make sure that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business. You have your DBA, so you already have that, which is great. They're just going to make sure that you're not like a robot with a P.O. box. I understand that you're typically living out of your truck and going the place to place, but you work from your home, correct? You're going from your home
to
the job?
I do.
What I'm going to do then is I'm going to hide the address so that way when it's built for the Google Business Profile, that doesn't show, but we're still going to have to verify the address is correct. So what's the address that you're currently at?
Okay, 24001.
Uh-huh.
Muirlands, Muirlands. Okay. And that's in Lake Forest. Okay.
Is that Muirlands Boulevard?
It's near me. It's on here. That's the 24001 Muirlands Boulevard.
Yeah, so it's Muirlands Boulevard,
right.
Lake Forest, California, 92630.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
My number. Now that's the. I live in the mobile home community.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
And so my space is 55. Number is 55.
55. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go here. Let me type in. Okay. Now, I'm going to hide it, though. So the only thing that's going to show is going to be the Lake Forest, California, 92630. So
that's
people that
perfect.
You search, they're going to be like, oh, he's in the Lake Forest area for you. Okay?
Yeah. That's where I want to lead it. Because I don't want people to know that I do some work and then they want to drive over into my and talk to me about something.
Yeah, 100%. I don't want somebody coming over for dinner unannounced. As you,
okay.
We didn't make dinner for them. We made dinner for you.
So that's fine. That's fine.
No,
that's
perfect.
Fine. All my invoices and everything are
P.O. box.
You know, not a P.O. box. No, it's my home address. That's all.
Okay.
I just don't want to put it on
that
on bases, you know.
No, trust me, I agree. I got a wife at home. I wouldn't want my address being blasted out there either. So, but what I'm gonna do is, what's a good number for your customers to contact you or your clients? Is it gonna be the 949-395-7811 number?
That's what I use. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's your last name, Larry?
Huffer. H-U-F-F-E-R.
Huffer. Okay. And your first name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great name. That's my cousin's name, and that was his dad's name as well. So what's a good email address for you?
Huffer, H-U-F-F-E-R, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And then you're down the street from us, which isn't too far, so you're Pacific Standard Time, perfect. Okay. Perfect, okay. And I know you want to stay kind of local into the Lake Forest area, But do you want to be found in other areas, or do you just want to kind of predominantly just be found in Lake Forest?
Lake Forest. Let's start it out that way. I may want to move it, you know, to jump around a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
That's hard to say because you charge me more money for the expansion.
No, sir. So the thing is that with something like this, you actually get up to 50 miles. So you can target up to 50 miles of, you have that cushion. So, I mean, I know you're not going out 50 miles for an O-ring, but I want to be sure that, like, if you want to target, you know, other areas that is around Lake Forest, we can still target that for you, too. So that's what I'm saying. If you want to do surrounding cities, or if you want to start in Lake Forest and then go out from there, we can do that all the way up to 50 miles. There's no additional charge for you.
Oh, okay. All right. For example, now, I do work over in Laguna Beach and stuff. But I don't, you know, my name got out there, and I got people calling me from Laguna Beach, and I don't want to stay out there. There's certain people I'll go out there for.
Gotcha.
And I usually just push them away to say, no, I don't work out there anymore.
Yeah, well,
it's hard to work on a hill, and it's hard to turn around to get your car on the street. So
they're tight. No. And then also too, like, sometimes you gotta to go into certain places of Laguna, you had to like pay a toll fee and stuff like that. So now that dips into the profits and stuff. So I'll keep you in Lake Forest. And then from there, we'll go month to month, like I said. And then if you want to push out farther than that for different services, let us know. We're definitely open to helping you that as well. Okay. Operation hours. What are going to be your operation hours?
8 o'clock. Let me see. Is that right? Yeah. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock to five.
8 to 5. Okay.
Eight to five.
Now, I know you've been in business for 25 years. So are you taking the weekends off, or are you just 8 to 5 Monday through Friday?
I don't work the weekends.
All right. Yeah, I figured
Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. When you talk to your father, you got the same thing, didn't you?
Actually, so my
or,
dad,
or does he like to work?
Okay. My dad is a workhorse. He never sits down. My dad's going to turn 60 this year.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, get this. I'm 77.
Okay. So when he gets your age, he might want to take the weekends off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
So my dad actually broke his shoulder 2 years ago. He fell off a ladder, and we were building a deck in his backyard, fell off a ladder, and he cracked his humerus bone, and he was out for like 6 months just with a sling. And the doctor said, don't do anything. You know, you're in a sling, relax. And he lives on 2 acres. And then all of a sudden, the next day, he's out there in his yard, and his wife was like, the doctor told you that. He's like, I can't just sit here and do nothing.
So, yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same way.
He's just up and at it. So, I mean, good thing that's the only thing that he did, because that could have been very dangerous. Right. But yeah, he's turning 60 this year, so I'm sure when he's 77, he might relax on the weekends for sure. But I'll call him on like a Saturday, Sunday, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working right now. Give me a call in a little bit. I'm like, okay. It happens. So Monday through Friday, I got you 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I got Saturdays and Sundays closed for you. That's your rest days. Perfect. Closed. Okay. Now, my tech team, they are going to reach out to you. I'm going to book an onboarding call. I can have them reach out to you as early as, I can have them reach out to you early as later on today at 2 p.m. And they can verify everything is correct, and they can start working on sending everything out with the Google Business Profile and getting you verified. Or if that does not work for you, I can have them reach out to you tomorrow at a different time. What's better for you?
I know it kind of varies
because your service code, because it goes by call, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let me ask you, what, well, you're 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So we open, I don't know if you're an early bird or not, but we open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday to, and we close at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. So do you want to do a onboarding call tomorrow at 7 a.m.? Does that work for you? Or is that too early?
At what time?
At 7 a.m. before you open
up? That's a little early.
That's a little early. Gotcha.
I think, I'm working out at the gym to keep my body working.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah. But anyway, maybe around, we talked about 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So might want to just leave it like that. That way I can get to, I can answer the questions they're going to be asking me, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. I'm going to schedule it tomorrow for 9 a.m. then as well. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I hope I remember that you're going to call me at 9 o'clock. Okay. And
so
I might be driving, but that's okay. And I just pull off and talk.
Okay. We'll actually send you an update an hour early and say like, hey, Larry, just to make sure, you know, we have the meeting with our onboarding team here at 9 a.m. We'll call you in about an hour.
Oh, good.
So we'll actually send you a reminder on that. Okay.
Good. I like that. You're going to just text me? You're going to text that to me?
You'll have, I think it's a text message and an email that'll come through there. So
it'll
have
both. Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
text
perfect.
Message works good. Good. Okay, great.
Okay.
Hey,
I
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So to secure the first month's payment here for us, are you going to be using a debit card, a credit card, a business card?
I'll get a credit card for you.
Okay. And then is that going to be for Larry's Creative Home Solutions, or is it just your first and last name?
No, just my first and last name.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually, my name is Lawrence. Okay. But I don't go by that name. Just only for a secret. No, I'm just kidding here. Anyway, I go by Larry. I was known by Larry for all my life. Okay.
Okay. But the card name itself says Lawrence on it?
Yes, it does. It'll say Lawrence Huffer.
Okay. I'll make sure to put Larry as the name that you go by, though. I just want to make sure like I said, this is going to be a 100% tax write-off that we're going to send to you with a paid invoice. So I want to make sure that when you do your taxes, they're not like, the name doesn't match here. So says Lawrence, and I'm going to send you a business receipt as well. So it's going to say Larry's Creative Home Solutions on there, so you can write it off, okay?
Yes, I know that.
Okay, perfect. So I got Lawrence Huffer on there. Then the business, the billing address is going to be the same as the 24001?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to take the card information here. I'm also going to set up a security question for you, Larry. And that's going to just ensure that we're only always talking to you, nobody else. And then you're only talking to us. There's no confusion on that end there. Okay.
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 So I'll have a code. I'll have a code to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll always say just for example, you know, hey Larry, thanks for calling Local Splash here. What's your mother's maiden name? Right? Just for an example, you'll say, oh, my mother's maiden name is Susan. All right. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for unlocking your account here. And then it goes into that. If you don't have that, then your account, we don't share information because again, this is your account.
Okay.
Nobody else's. Okay. So for the card that you want to use though, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
It's going to be a MasterCard.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Take your time.
Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Put you on loudspeaker. Hold on. I think it's MasterCard. I have three cards. I don't keep in mind which ones I do. It's a Citibank MasterCard.
Okay, MasterCard itself. And I know the MasterCards, they start in the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to change it back into speaker. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 5285.
Mm-hmm.
4600.
Mm-hmm.
4288.
Mm-hmm.
7357.
Okay. Can I repeat this
and
back
then,
to you? Is that okay?
Yeah. Repeat it back to me and then, yeah, make sure it's right. Yeah.
Okay. I got 5285. 4600.
Okay.
4288.
Good.
7357.
Okay. And then I got to give you a, do I have to give you the,
expiration date and then the code on the back? Yes.
Okay. The end, it's 1225.
Okay. And then the code on the back?
741.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to set up the security question like I mentioned before. You can have one of the three questions. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
What city I was born in.
Okay, and what's the city?
Los Angeles. Not that far away.
Yeah, no, same here. I was born, well, I was actually born in Placentia, California, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But born and raised in.
I don't drive that far, by the way. No.
Yeah, I don't think so. LA is so compact, too. Oh, man, every time I had to go to LA, I'm just like, oh, no, not again.
Yeah, no, I know that. Anyway. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, let me set this up for you really quickly. I want to make sure that I send it over to you. Mm-hmm. You're going to see, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just really quickly. This is going to be an added form of protection for you. This is going to have the pricing structure on there for just the $249 month to month. And then I'm also going to give you two forms of numbers. One is going to be to the my tech team personally, and then the other one is going to be my direct line here, so that way if you ever do need to get a hold of me, you can. Okay here.
That's
we go
the other code. Yeah, to get a hold of you. Yeah.
Yes sir.
Now don't start moving around the company and then going to different states. Okay.
Well, you always
everybody says, well, I'll be waiting for you. Yeah, and I call it, you know, a couple of months later I call them. Oh, he's not here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
like
no,
I
do understand it, Stephen.
So if I move around in the company, you'll still have my direct extension that you can call me. That won't change, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Oh, Larry's Creative Home Solutions.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Oh, my title?
Yes, sir.
Owner.
Awesome. And then your name?
My name is Larry Huffer.
Awesome.
Larry Huffer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You go
is
by
that
Larry.
Okay?
And I, yeah. Yeah, okay. I know you go by Larry. Your first name is Lawrence, but that's fine. I understand. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Larry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local/ and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Do you only have one
yeah.
thing I've got to tell them about. Okay.
Yeah. You only have one city you were born in, right?
Right.
Awesome. Yeah. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local/?
Say that again. What are you going to do?
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local/?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I know you said to text you as well. I'm going to make sure that we can do that. If you don't answer, we'll send you a text. I have okay. customer service number here. Do you have a pen and paper? You want to write it down or save it in your phone? Or do you want me to just email you the number?
Email me the number.
Okay. I'm okay. actually going to text it to you. I know that's better for you. I'll text you the number.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let us know about the other ones. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 31st, and the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st or the 30th, depending on the month, in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring mm-hmm. payment. Now, Larry, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I will text you, which is going to be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay. So again, I'm going to check with you on something. Is that
sure.
So in 2 months, if I say I just want to do it this way,
mm-hmm.
that then I can, I don't have to do the 249, right? And,
right.
and then I'll be known. Right.
Yeah. So if you do want to part ways from us, let's say in 2 months, you're just like, I just don't want to do the service anymore and you wanted to cancel, you get to keep your Google Business profile. You get to keep the Facebook retarget.
Yeah, my profile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We just stopped programming it. That's it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause the other stuff is helping me to get, services from you. You know, for people. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. So perfect. Let me do this. I'm going to send you an email here. So you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I set the meeting up for tomorrow with my onboarding call and my tech team. I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. kind of like we did here today. Here. I just want to make sure.
And you're
going to
send me a text?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
It's going to go here really quickly. Should receive a couple of text messages here. Just give me one sec. There are going to be a couple of welcome text messages. And also, too, in the email, they're going to let you know what we're going to need for the Google Business Profile, so like pictures and stuff like that. I know you have your DBA, which is going to be helpful. And my tech team will walk you through that process of sending that stuff into us as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you okay. have everything here. Everything did go green on our end, so I do want to welcome you to the family here. I'm going to send you a text message with 2 numbers, the Local Splash customer support number, but also to my extension, so that way if you want to get a hold of me, you can talk to me as well, too. You should have received a text message. This is going to be the last thing that I'm going to have you do here, and then I can let you go. I know it's been a little long call here, but you should have received a text message here that says Larry. Actually, it'll say Lawrence. I'm sorry, but it'll say Lawrence because
okay.
that's what was on your card. It'll say, Lawrence, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here for terms and experience. Subscription, and it should say like my.localsplash/terms there.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Okay. So I'll be able to look at all of that when I get home today. So there we go.
Yeah, you'll be able to look at that.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you click on that, click that link. I just need you to check both boxes off on the bottom. That's going to be the terms of experience. So your pricing structure is in there for the $249 month to month. That's going to be where that's never going to fluctuate for you. On the bottom, there's going to be two checkboxes that you'll click. One is you're the card authorization holder. The other one is going to be that you are
the owner.
Text messages, that you can receive text messages.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And then you're going to sign, you're just going to type your name, Lawrence Huffer, on the bottom, and then you're going to hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get to that point, okay?
Right now?
Yeah, this is the only thing that I just need you to do here. That way I can give you the username and password to log into your local Splash dashboard. Yeah. It's easier to do it now, so that way it's already done and we can continue to work on it.
I know that, but I don't want to lose you. I'm trying to do this.
No worries.
On the phone.
Yeah, you could just, if it cuts out, I can always call you back. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but I got to hear you, what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. You could put me on speaker if that's what you would like.
Oh. Well, let me see here.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't get to my text without
losing me. Are you on an iPhone?
Pardon?
Are you on an iPhone?
I can't change the screens on it. Okay. It's a newer phone.
Okay.
And I'll lose the call.
Okay. So what I'll do then here is I'm going to put it in the notes. So you do have the text message in there. Once you get home, I would say to sign it. It's going to take you to a login page. Once you have the login page, you do have your credentials that was texted over to you as well. If it's not signed by tomorrow morning, I'll walk you through that process tomorrow morning for the signed terms and conditions there for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. No problem. I'm going to get started here on your account, and then, I'll contact you tomorrow morning at 9:00. And then with my tech team, so that way we can help you get start getting up there and really facilitate it in that Lake Forest area, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. You too. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.